town budget for Friday, May 27, 2005. We will have an introduction of bill, LC-3545, Representative Smith.
Thank you. Colleagues, I bring before you LC-3545. It's the result of efforts by four state agencies with the support and encouragement of members of the Joint Ways and Means Committee to develop an online, inexpensive statewide lien register. The four agencies are Department of Revenue, Administrative Services, the Attorney General, and the Secretary of State. In summary, it has been thoroughly vetted by these agencies. It allows the Secretary of State to maintain a statewide lien register for state agencies to file liens for amounts owed them. We expect additional collections to result from this new register. Very quickly, colleagues, I would like to thank Chair Johnson for her leadership in allowing this discussion to occur on the statewide lien register. I'd like to thank Representative Avakian and Representative Krupp for their supporting committee on this. Very quickly, this was an issue three terms ago as a freshman I had brought forward just as a point of curiosity, and I now see how the evolutionary process works in this building and see how it takes a little bit of time to get issues through, but nonetheless, persistence does pay off. What this bill does is it's an opportunity for citizens to protect their good name. So it's a consumer protection bill. It's an opportunity for lenders to protect the advancement of credit. It's an opportunity for small business owners to protect their operations. And it's an opportunity for the state of Oregon to ensure that those who owe the state of Oregon money are paying it. And this is one more tool to assist in that effort. So the House General Committee, or General Government, Transportation, and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends LC-3545 be approved for submission as a committee bill.
Representative Smith recommends LC-3545 be introduced as a committee bill. Discussion?
Mr. Chair? A very short comment, Mr. Chair.
Morgan.
To recognize Representative Smith's leadership on this issue, I think this is a very good thing for the state of Oregon to do, and I just want to commend his diligence and energy in bringing it forward.
Representative Krupp.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just wondering, when Representative Smith was referring to evolution, if he was considering mutation?
Nope. Additional discussion. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I, too, noted that comment about evolution, and it pleased me to know that it's still moving forward because there have been occasions I thought it may have stopped.
Objections to the motion.
Objections to the comments?
Seeing none, so ordered. Without objection. And we'll now open a work session on bills before us. House Bill 5078, Health Licensing Office. Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5078 is the budget bill for the Health Licensing Office, established in 1999 as a consumer protection agency. The agency is responsible for the licensing and regulation of 9 health-related professions. The agency is funded entirely with other fund revenue. Major revenue sources include application, examination, and license fees. The Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee approved a budget of $5,043,894.27.00 FTE. The subcommittee approved a one-time increase to expand online and e-commerce services, approved increasing funding to transition to a national examination for cosmetology, and approved the reclassification of 3 positions. The approved budget also restores administrative support for the Board of Athletic Trainers and includes several technical adjustments. The subcommittee approved 4 of the agency 8 performance measures. 3 measures were deleted with the direction to the agency to keep them internally, and 1 measure was replaced with 2 new standard customer service measures. The Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 5078 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Representative March recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the -1 amendments. Discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Krupp.
Just to note that it's actually nice to be in a legislative session where we're decreasing fees occasionally, as in with Package 201. Very appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional discussion? Objections? Without objection, motion carries. House Bill 5079. Health Licensing Office, fee bill. Representative March again.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5079 ratifies the fees approved by the 2003 Legislative Assembly and implemented administratively by the Health Licensing Office. The bill includes the establishment of an electrologist facility license to cover the cost of inspections and an increase in the cosmetology late renewal fee. The 2005-2007 budget for the Health Licensing Office assumes continuation of these fees, which are expected to generate approximately $156,000. The Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5079 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative March recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the dash one amendments. Comment, discussion, objections to the motion? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 5080, Criminal Justice System. Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5080 is the budget bill for the Criminal Justice Commission. This nine-member commission's primary purpose is to deliver and maintain a statewide criminal justice policy and comprehensive long-range plan for the coordinated criminal justice system. The Subcommittee on Human Services and Public Safety approved a budget for this agency of $1,185,546 total funds and $979,568 general fund, a 20% decrease from the governor's budget. The proposed budget assumes the transfer of the Juvenile Crime Prevention Grant Program to the State Commission on Children and Families. Reductions for the PERS rate reductions, the change in the hourly rate for Department of Justice attorneys, and the 3% reduction in services and supplies are reflected in this budget. The subcommittee did not eliminate the law enforcement contracts program as proposed by the governor and restored the $131,643 general fund allocated for this program. The subcommittee did eliminate two positions included in the governor's budget. The first was a policy and research position that was retained in the commission's budget from the juvenile crime prevention staff transferred to the Commission on Children and Families. This position was not included in the overall House budget plan. The commission's budget and accounting position was also eliminated, giving the more limited scope and workload for the agency. Sufficient funds for contracting for these services from other agencies were left in the budget. In the past, the commission's performance measures have been based on the juvenile crime prevention grants. With the transfer of this program, the subcommittee instructed the commission to continue their work on developing new performance measures based on their primary mission. A budget note was adopted, directing the agency to report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee for approval of their new performance measures. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 5080 be amended and reported out, do pass.
Thank you. Representative Wisnett recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the dash two amendments. Discussion? Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a very good budget. It shifts the emphasis on the agency from being a grant administering agency to be doing strategic planning and development of the public safety system, which I think is something that's very needed. And this is the time that we should be relooking at some of these issues. So I support this budget very, very wholeheartedly.
Thank you. Objections to the motion? Without objection, motion carries. House Bill 5086, Board of Accountancy, Fee Bill. Representative Avakian.
Mr. Chair, legislation passed in 2003 allowed the Board of Accountancy to issue certified public accountant licenses to CPAs from other states and countries. The law requires that the board charge a fee for this license, and the board administratively established a $100 fee. House Bill 5086 simply ratifies the agency's action. The General Government Committee recommends that House Bill 5086 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Representative Avakian recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion to the motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll Representative be Shockley. No objection, but I reserve the right to vote no on the floor.
Additional discussion? Objections? Without objections, so ordered. House Bill 5088, Clinical Social Workers. Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5088 is the budget bill for the Board of Clinical Social Workers. The board oversees a voluntary licensing program for individuals who want to use the title Licensed Clinical Social Worker. The agency is funded by revenue generated from application and license fees. The Joint Ways and Means Subcommittee on Education approved an other funds budget of $569,955 and three physicians, a 2.50 FTE. The approved budget provides a small increase to address increased operating costs and reclassifies two part-time positions. The budget is funded by the continuation of fee increases implemented during the current biennium and an additional renewal fee increase to be implemented administratively during 2005-2007. The subcommittee reviewed the agency's five performance measures. One measure was deleted with a direction to the agency to keep it internally, and one measure was replaced to two new standard customer service measures. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 5088 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
Representative Wisnett recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion?
Mr.
Representative Schaffler.
Same as last time. I will not object, but reserve the right to vote no on the floor.
So noted. Additional discussion. Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 5089, Department of Clinical Social Workers Fee Bill. Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5089 ratifies fee increases approved by the 2003 Legislative Assembly and implemented administratively by the Board of Clinical Social Workers in 2004. The fees had been temporarily reduced to bring the agency's cash balance down to a more reasonable level. The increases restored their fees to their 1997-1999 levels. The 2005-2007 budget for the Board of Clinical Social Workers assumes continuation of these fees, which are expected to generate approximately $122,000. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 5089 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
Representative Wisnett recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion?
Mr. Chair, no objection, but the same as last time, I reserve my right to vote no on the floor. Thank you.
Is this going to be a Carte Blanche type thing? Just okay, additional discussion.
You can have it laminated and just hold it up.
Objection. Being unordered. House Bill 5090, Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists. Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5090 is the budget bill for the Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists. The board oversees voluntary licensing program for individuals who want to use the title of Licensed Professional Counselor or Licensed Marriage and Family Therapist. The agency is funded by revenue generated from application and license fees. The Joint Ways and Means Subcommittee on Education approved an other funds budget of $551,744 and three and positions equaling 2.0 FTE. The approved budget maintains current program levels, provides for ongoing costs of new licensing system approved by the Emergency Board in January 2005, and reclassifies two part-time positions. The subcommittee reviewed the agency's eight performance measures. Four measures were deleted with the direction for the agency to keep them internally. One measure was replaced with two new standard customer service measures. I move House Bill 5090 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
Representative Marsh recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Objections to motion? Without objection, motion carries. 5091, Board of Psychologic Examiners. Representative Wisner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5091 is the budget bill for the State Board of Psychiatrist Examiners. The board regulates the practice of psychology in Oregon through examination, licensing, and disciplinary programs. The agency is funded by revenue generated from licensing, application, and examination fees. The Joint Ways and Means Subcommittee on Education approved another funds budget of $703,707 and 3 FTEs. The subcommittee approved increasing the board's part-time investigator to full-time to ensure the timely investigation of complaints. The approved budget also includes several technical adjustments. The subcommittee reviewed the agency's 8 performance measures. 4 measures were deleted, with direction to the agency to keep 3 of them internally. 2 new standard customer service measures were added, and the performance target for complaint investigations was increased. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 5091 be amended, reported out, do pass as amended.
Representative Wisnett recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 5124, Military Department, Representative Wisnett. You're up again, man.
Thank you.
It's appropriate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5128, it's my honor to present this bill. It's a budget bill for the Oregon Military Department. The Military Department is responsible for administration of the Oregon Army and Air National Guards and the Oregon State Defense Force. The federal government provides approximately 97% of the funding of the Oregon National Guard. Guard members' salaries and operational costs, estimated at $419 million and with over 1,700 employees, are paid directly by the federal government and are not included in House Bill 5124. The House Special Subcommittee on Human Services and Public Safety approved a total budget of $84,122,756. The budget includes $15.6 million general fund, $62.3 million federal funds, and $6.2 million other funds, and 429.91 full-time equivalent employees. The governor's recommended budget is decreased by $0.2 million total funds to reflect technical adjustments for various assessments, rates, and deferral of an appreciation package until substantial committees are reviewed and prioritize a number of proposals currently under consideration by the legislation. Mr. Chair, during our committee, we talked about the fact that there's more money and more proposals out there to recognize our deserving military members. The package will be reported in the end of session budget bill. The approved budget includes continuing the Youth Challenge Program, which is in my backyard, Mr. Chair, and is very successful. It provides structural educational services to at-risk youth who have dropped out of school at the current program level. The program operates at a minimum level, serving 87 cadets. Enhanced federal funding for the Portland Air National Guard Base and the Kingsleyville Air National Guard Base to support facilities operation and maintenance activities. Establishes 9 new permanent positions and reclassified 4 positions in the operations program. Additional federal funds for family support programs at the Portland Air National Guard Base and the Kingsleyville Air National Guard Base, and enhanced funding for the operational and maintenance of the Baker City Readiness Center, Lane County Field Maintenance Shop, and the Central Oregon Readiness Center. House Bill 5124 also includes an increase of $2.1 million in the federal funds expenditure limitation for the 2003-2005 budget to accommodate additional resources received from the U.S. Department of Defense for specific facility project maintenance projects. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 5124 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Representative Wisnett recommends House Bill 5124 be reported out, do pass with the dash 3 amendments. Discussion? Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I, too, am honored to be able to vote for this budget. Since we've adopted the budget, we've also had the announcement of the various base closures that are occurring. I've talked with the department. I don't think that there's going to be any real budget impact in this next biennium, although certainly it can change circumstances a little farther in the future. But I would request that before we adjourn, that it might be very good to have an informational meeting for Budget Committee or anybody whose districts are may be impacted by any of those closures, that we might have an informational meeting with the department sometime between now and signing guy to be up to speed on how the closure process will work and what some of the impacts might be.
Thank you.
Thank you. Additional discussions? Objections? Without objections, so ordered. That completes the agenda on the House Special Committee on Budget. We'll stand adjourned.